Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Boeing engineer turned whistleblower claims that the company is cutting corners, specifically citing serious flaws in Boeing's quality control practices.
I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align. Basically, by jumping up and down, that's not how you build an airplane.
Boeing responded to the whistleblower's claims specifically about the 787, saying, quote, these claims about the structural integrity of the 787 are inaccurate and do not represent the comprehensive work Boeing has done. Boeing has not responded about the 777 and how the Federal Aviation Administration is investigating the whistleblower's claims.
Oh, the 777. Oh, well, that one we do jump up and down on the parts to make them fit. But the 737, we don't do that.
Yeah, we thought you were talking about the other one. Oh, yeah, this one. Are you kidding? Yeah, everybody comes to work with a saw because nothing fits. So we saw stuff and kick it and hammer it.
I don't actually know if Boeing's got any problems or not. Do you?
I was very slow to jump on that bandwagon because it felt like a, you know, one of those news-driven narratives where you have a company that produces many, many thousands of planes that then spend decades in the air, a couple of minor problems. Granted, the door plug flying out was not a minor problem. That was a big problem.
Did you watch the video of the cover coming off the engine the other day? If I was sitting there looking out the window and saw that, that would freak the hell out of me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not good. So I was slow to jump on the bandwagon, but then I saw quite a number of really responsible people talking about the culture of, what do you call it, when you have somebody else do the work. Decentralization and Boeing had just become really an assembler as opposed to a manufacturer of airplanes, and that they had serious cultural problems. So, yeah, I think they have a problem, which is, you know, better we find out now than after something horrific happens. It was a miracle that nobody was sitting next to that door plug, that just happened to be an open seat.
Or that baby didn't get sucked out the door. That would have been, I mean, it was a bad story as it was. What kind of story would that have been if that baby had gotten sucked out the door?
Nightmarish.
Oh,
nightmarish.
My God.
Yeah, so anyway, let's hope they can get their house in order. It's a great American company, and there are other companies around the world that would be more than delighted to take the business away from Boeing. On another topic, perhaps you've heard that the utterly ridiculous lawfare-driven political trial of Donald J. Trump will be taking place in Manhattan beginning on April 15th. That's when the jury selection begins. This is the infamous and idiotic Stormy Daniels so-called hush money trial, which is a local prosecutor's novel legal maneuver that a local guy is prosecuting somebody for a federal elections financing violation.
And the financing violation happened in 2015, so that is 9 years ago, and the trial has to happen right in the middle of a presidential election.
It's crazy how it timed out. Pretty good analysis in the New York Times about the jury selection for the trial. And as we were discussing another time, the whole question of jury selection, how it's gotten so scientific and such smart people know how to massage the jury to get their preferred outcome, it troubles me. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to describe exactly why, but just the whole super smart lawyers trying to stack the deck. I don't feel like that's the way a jury is supposed to function. At the same time, I get, hey, it's adversarial. So the prosecution is balancing the defense's efforts and vice versa. So you probably end up with something reasonably fair.
Yeah, I think the bar is too high or low, depending on how you're looking at it. I mean, because obviously you don't want to just randomly pick people and put them on a jury and, you know, one of the guys is Trump's brother-in-law or something like that.
Oh, sure. Right.
But they get into way too many specifics to try to massage it, as you said.
Yeah, I think the filter ought to be a lot looser. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's your brother-in-law or a guy you had a fist fight with a week ago. Yeah, those people should not be on the jury.
She owes you money.
Right, exactly. Anyway, so obviously they're going to ask the jurors about political affiliations, if they've ever volunteered for or against Mr. Trump. Obviously, whether their feelings about politics would interfere with their ability to be fair.
And the problem with that, obviously, is you can't look inside somebody's soul, but I could have volunteered for Trump. I went to Trump rallies. I went to the inauguration, all that sort of stuff. I'd rather have Trump win than Biden. I feel like I could be a jury on that jury and be completely 100% fair. You tell me what the law is, what happened, and I'll tell you what I think.
Yeah, that's an interesting point in that you and I know would take the responsibility of being on a jury very seriously. It's sacred in our system of government that we only allow the government to govern us, and that if they want to take away somebody's freedom or their money or their life, yeah, we the people will decide whether you get to do that or not. I take that incredibly seriously. A lot of people do not. They have no respect for the system whatsoever. It's just an inconvenience or whatever. Although, in contrast with most cases, one of the things both sides are really cautious about is, far from this being the sort of thing people are trying to get out of, there are droves of people who would love to be on this jury because it's such a high-profile case. And I would argue it's got all the trappings of I was on a super high-profile case, but virtually no, you're not deciding on a human being's life. You're not changing history, I don't think. Because if Trump gets, like, convicted to the fullest extent of the law and hit with a maximum fine or whatever, it's not significant.
No.
So, anyway, one jury.
There'll be a lot of. So this is a federal crime?
Yeah, that's one of the crazy parts of this. Yeah.
So if he is found guilty, the narrative will be he's been found guilty. He's a felon. He's a felon. He's found guilty of violating federal crimes. How can you elect that man president over this?
Yeah, I know. Jury experts say that this could easily take 2 or 3 weeks, the jury selection alone.
Oh, wow.
And said this one famous defense attorney said it's the most important part and the hardest part to choosing the jury. Let's see, what are some of the specifics? Mr. Trump's lawyers want a jury that includes younger black men and white working class men, particularly public employees like police officers, firefighters, and sanitation workers. Those who've had bad experiences with the legal system will also be prized by the defense, which has cast the case as politically motivated.
That sounds like the jury typical Democrats would want.
Yeah, it does in a lot of ways. Prosecutors, conversely, will probably be looking for more educated voters from Democratic neighborhoods, fishing for those who consume news from sources like MSNBC, known for its outspoken liberal hosts.
I've heard that.
And folks who are fond of late-night comedians like Stephen Colbert. That's interesting. I suppose since you get a limited number of essentially gonging people on each side, they will look for people who are obviously biased. I mean, I've got to believe that there are folks of a lefty persuasion who watch MSNBC, but have a similar feeling about the jury system than we do. I would hope so. But if you were to ask me, what are the chances they get a seriously unbiased jury, 12 people and alternates who are just going to weigh the facts. I would put that percentage at a very small number.
Right. I think the most interesting thing is, what does it mean taking him off the campaign trail for this many weeks or months, depending on how long the trial lasts, to not be able to, and even if it's not being taken off the campaign trail specifically, just the energy it would take to be there every day and sit there all day long. He's gonna truth out some really wacky truths when he's tired and angry and discouraged, you know, 5 weeks into this trial.
Violating the gag order, in all likelihood. And we all know Trump doesn't compartmentalize very well. If he's thinking about something, he'll let you know. One more jury expert to quote this defense attorney said there will be thousands of people angling to be on the jury, and those are the people who are most likely to have a partisan agenda. Getting 12 jurors you think you actually know is difficult enough in a regular case. In a case like this, both parties can pretty much rest assured they're going to have people on the jury that are not being completely honest about how they feel. He was blunt. The other guy was blunter about potential jurors. Quote, they lie. People want to be on that jury because they think they're going to write a book and they're going to be on 2020 or 48 hours or one of those things.
Right.
This is going to be a zoo, I think.
I never thought about that, but yeah, if you can figure out what you think they want you to hear to get on the jury, yep, you got a book deal or a lot of guest slots on pick your cable news channel. No doubt about it.
Yeah, and the people who would try to get on this jury under false pretenses are the very sort of people who would think being famous for a week and a half would make their lives better.
Right.
I wish them well.
So you'll have 45-year-old Stormy Daniels there in the courtroom. You'll have 77, 78-year-old Donald Trump sitting there in the courtroom every single day, the whole trial.
I don't know. Stormy doesn't have to be there much, but
she doesn't?
No, because it's about paperwork.
Well, I know she doesn't have to be there, but you don't think she'll be there?
I doubt it. I don't think go-around of quote-unquote fame did her much good. She had Michael Avenatti sucking on her like a vampire.
I figured she'd want to be there every day all dolled up and walk out every single day to waiting microphones and get her, you know, little sound bite on the cable news show every night.
So she can do another sad, pathetic tour of America's lesser strip clubs and quote-unquote dance for half a dozen drunks?
Yes. Boy. Middle-aged tour of the C-grade strip clubs of America.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. That is going to be something to follow, no doubt about it. Got more on the inflation news that is out. It's not good if you care about the price of bacon and inflation ticking up again for the third month in a row. But a bunch of other stuff, too. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Springtime is all about fresh air and freshly cleaned homes. It's also the perfect time to give a fresh look to SimpliSafe Home Security.
The only home security system we use and recommend. The system blankets your whole home in protection with sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more.
Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Just visit SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong for 20% off. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You know, today, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, and maybe it'll get you a quarter tank of gas. But you know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my friends, my cell phone company, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, make the switch today, #250, keyword save now from Pure Talk.
Doug. Being a spokesperson's easy, kid. Just say, customize and save with Liberty Mutual. Customize and save with Liberty Bibberty.
That's not it.
Letterby Mutual.
Mm-mm.
Liberty Musical.
Nope.
Liberty, line.
It's two words. Liberty Mutual.
Got it. Don't not pay at libertymuttnoodle.com.
Wow. I guess I'll just do it.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. That's a wrap.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26th. 2024, Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I think you came on, we had you on as a guest.
Yeah, you were my first ever talk show, and I thank you so much for this.
Oh,
I have
Mike, I'm not going to have you. You know what I remember, though, most? You were on the show. Great. I come out in the hallway, and your parents, you remember this? Your parents are in the hall, which is right here. His parents are in the hall, and they were like, how did Jimmy do?
Oh, my gosh.
And so I just said, that kid's going all the way.
Yeah.
And your parents were like, Conan says he's going all the way.
Yes.
And then I realized, I say that to everybody.
Conan O'Brien returned to The Tonight Show for the first time since he dramatically left in 2010 with the whole fight with NBC and Jay Leno and all that sort of stuff. The interesting thing to me was, and I've watched some of Conan's, I watch it on YouTube, the Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, and he has a lot of guests on. It's a really good show. Dang good show. I actually like it, I think, better than his old TV show that he had. So it's part of a podcast thing that Sirius XM bought. recently for $150 million. So Conan O'Brien, who is already insanely wealthy after decades of success as a late-night host, just sold his new show to SiriusXM for $150 million. Wow. That is something, isn't it?
Woof.
Yeah. He'll get by. So I came across this, thought it was interesting. If you've been listening, you know that the inflation numbers are out, and they ticked up again unexpectedly for the third month in a row. And analysts were saying, well, yeah, it was up in January and February, but, you know, Christmas and the nuttiness of travel and whatnot. I mean, yeah, what do you expect?
Yeah, things are crazy. Those happen every year, but whatever. Go on.
But now with 3 months in a row, it's kind of hard to write off of anything other than, for some reason, inflation is headed back the wrong direction. And Jason Furman tweeted out, he is an econ professor at Harvard, the market took a bit of a dive on this news. The market appears to finally be getting the message that the Fed's next move might not be to raise rates, might be to raise rates, not cut them. It's more likely the Fed raises rates at this point, not cuts rates at this point. Now, that's one economist. Ask 10 economists, you get 10 different answers. But wouldn't that be something? They're currently the highest they've been in 23 years, and they go up because inflation is still too much. And getting to an earlier topic, the president might want to stop going around touting Bidenomics.
Yes. Hard to imagine who wants to hear that right now. Let me preface my next comment by saying I think we'll all be fine. It'll all be okay. But I don't recall this much uncertainty surrounding everything since maybe I was a kid. I mean, geopolitically, please, do I even need to describe what's going on? Economically, politically, culturally, there is some, and it's my belief, Joe Getty here, folks, good to meet you. It is my belief that if the perverse cultural indoctrination of our kids is not halted and reversed, none of the rest of this is going to matter. If we bring up a cabal of America-hating people, young adults who believe the truly perverse, racist, neo-Marxist stuff of critical race theory, radical queer theory, the rest of it, I think we're doomed. Having said that, all the other more dollars and cents-y black and white stuff is really uncertain, too, right now.
The uncertain world that includes Russia and Ukraine, we were talking about this yesterday, a number of Republicans, like leading Republicans at like chair committees and that sort of thing, think a segment of the Republican Party has been infected with Russian disinformation about what's going on and are believing it. So we got this, we talked about that a little while. We got this text yesterday. My father-in-law is a Republican like me and a Trump enthusiast, but we have battled it out as he watches pro-Russia news constantly, and he believes Putin is a good man. I don't understand it. So I don't have that experience, but, well, I kind of do. We got a couple of texters that I know personally that that are in that camp. And I don't know what news you're watching where you get that impression, but apparently it's out there.
Well, propaganda works. That's why rulers use it. The narrative that Putin and the Russian Orthodox Church are standing up against the very perversity I was describing, it's a popular notion. It's a very good black and whitey way to view what's happening. It's also wildly incorrect.
Putin's one of the most evil men on the planet, one of the most evil men who's ever lived. Yeah, so that's worth keeping in mind. We got some wacky politicians to play for you coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
You know, today, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, and maybe it'll get you a quarter tank of gas. But you know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my friends, my cell phone company, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk. Now, you'll get the same quality of service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, but you get it for half the cost. average family saving close to $1,000 a year. The same cell tower, same 5G network, no contracts, no activation fees. Now you can bring your phone or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids, but make the switch today and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values, that supports our military, our vets, and who creates American jobs, and they refuse to advertise on fake news network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, make the switch today so you can actually afford a burger and fries. #250, keyword save now from Pure Talk.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Before we get to Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, who did an interview with one of your Spanish language television outlets because they're trying desperately to win back some of the Hispanic vote that Donald Trump now leads in, ask Joe the golfer this question, since I don't know, but I saw the headline, Tiger Woods needs to give it up, was an opinion piece in the New York Post. Apparently Tiger Woods was asked, the Masters golf tournament is this week, and he says he believes he could still win. Any chance of that? Because if he can win, I'll watch.
He's not played a competitive round in many months. No, I think that he's delusional.
Okay.
I guess had to withdraw from like two-thirds of the tournaments he's entered in the last year and a half or so.
Because he just can't even finish physically?
Yeah, especially a hilly course like Augusta National. I mean, his reconstructed leg just won't let him.
Huh.
Hey, you're worth like $1 billion. Get a driver, dude. Anyway, to politics.
Oh, that's from the car wreck. I was thinking golf injuries. I'd completely forgotten about. He got all ambient up and rolled his car, and that's why his leg's so bad.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, he was in terrible shape. I mean, it's a testament. I've never been a Tiger fan for a variety of reasons, but he's an incredibly disciplined and hardworking man. There's just no doubt. You've got to respect that. The fact that he's able to play at the highest level at all is something close to a miracle and a testament to his character, at least that part of his character.
Well, right. You can be incredibly disciplined in one area, but you take Ambien and drive your car around way too much. That's not particularly disciplined.
Right, letting your driver out of the bag too often with Perkins waitresses and getting the hell beat out of you by your wife.
It's none of your business.
I think you'd be better off if you're not in the gym for an hour and a half every day, but you do avoid multiple affairs of floozies or do stay home when you take Ambien rather than getting in your car.
So, God, agreed. Tiger!
He's frustrated. Like, as you can hear.
So this is I'm loving this the most. To me, this is the headline out of the Hispanic language or the Mexican language. What do you call these television stations? What's the proper term?
I don't know. Spanish language?
All right.
Spanish speaking? I don't know.
We'll go with that.
So the show is called Had It or Hit It, or the segment is called Had It or Hit It, or whatever.
This is a podcast, I believe, as opposed to the Univision interview Biden did.
Clip 41, Kamala Harris here, Michael.
Had it or hit it, Donald Trump totally had it. And right now, Donald Trump is telling us that he wants to be a dictator.
There is no dog whistle. It is like a gigantic bark.
I don't think it's hyperbolic to say this genuinely could be the last Democratic election we ever have.
You're right. Democracy, extraordinarily fragile.
Yeah.
It's only as strong as our willingness to fight for it.
So the interviewer going with the flippant remark that Donald Trump made to Sean Hannity one night. What do you say? Sean Hannity says, what do you say to people who say you're going to be a dictator? No, I'm not going to be a dictator. Except on day one. On day one, I'm going to be a dictator because I'm going to close the border. Everybody laughs. That was not him announcing he's going to be a dictator. But
right. And Trump actually making fun of the look on Hannity's face. Did you see him? I said I was going to be a dictator, this guy. Come on.
But anyway, to pretend that that's real and everything is just... That's, to me, that's all you need to know about our current state of politics. Just whatever. Whatever. How are you supposed to even follow the presidential election if that sort of conversation passes for real?
What was striking to me was that the podcast gal who was admittedly trafficking in utter, you know, demagoguery and garbage sounded to be about 40 to 50% more intelligent than the vice president of the United States. But... Putting that aside, here is the head guy himself in clip 37, Michael Biden, repeating the refrain.
What, in your view, constitutes the primary threat to freedom and democracy at home?
Donald Trump. Seriously. Donald Trump uses phrases like you're going to eviscerate the Constitution, he's going to be a dictator on day one.
So there you go. There's the president of the United States stating that the guy I'm running against says he's going to be a dictator. I don't even know what to tell voters or my kids. Like, how do you follow politics?
What is the next level? He has a death ray that he's going to use to wipe out all of Nebraska? How do you go upward from... And there was quite a bit of slurring there, but I think I followed it mostly. The idea that, oh, yeah, he's going to end democracy and become a dictator. Day one, he told us that. It wasn't a dog whistle. It was like a giant bark, which was pathetic in itself. And then this gem from the old fella, 36, Michael.
From the very beginning, I used to teach the Second Amendment in law school. From the very beginning, there were limitations. You couldn't own a cannon. You couldn't... You could own a rifle, a gun, but there were certain things you couldn't. But they weren't weapons of war.
So we're back to the whole, I taught the Second Amendment.
In law school.
Yeah.
He did not.
No. No, completely debunked. He brought up another one the other day. That he was, oh, I think we have that, don't we? Here's 38.
I, like an awful lot of people in this audience, was the first in my family to go to college and watch my dad struggle to help me get there and get all the kids there, and it wasn't easy. Being raised by a grandpa who went to Santa Clara back in the days when Irish in northeast Pennsylvania didn't very much get a chance to go to college, and he was an All-American football player at Santa Clara, and he came back as a newspaper guy on the business side.
So back 30 years ago, when I think his first or second humiliatingly unsuccessful run for the presidency was derailed by the whole plagiarism thing, part of that slew of accusations and scandals, I guess, issues that got him booted out of the race was that he had claimed he was the first of his family to go to college. And a number of people pointed out, no, that's not true. Like your mom's side of the family, a bunch of people went to college. And 30 years ago, he was forced to say, yeah, I guess that's not right. I'm not the first to go to college. But now he's revived it again in the style of, Joey, baby, you've been rode 50 million miles on Amtrak, baby. That whole hogwash.
Well, there was a montage going around over the weekend I didn't grab because we've heard so many of these, but it was the I Grew Up in the Blank Community montage, and there's like 30 different versions. I grew up in the African-American community. I grew up in the Puerto Rican community. I grew up in the – I was raised by females. I was raised by Hispanics. I was raised by Muslims. I was raised by the Greeks. I was just endless, depending on who he's speaking in front of.
Jews, Armenians, space aliens. I mean, he name checks virtually every sort of living creature that walks the earth. Yeah. And I'm a product of the South Mesopotamian community. Just ridiculous. Let's see, what time is it? We were thinking of following up the Kamala Harris tripe with some encore Sheila Jackson Lee. whose recent statements about the eclipse are getting a fair amount of attention. We probably ought to take a break, then we can do that along with some more serious fare, but it's not to be missed.
Hey, one other video I wanted to mention that I tweeted out, and it would have to be bleeped because the guy drops a bunch of F-bombs. Did you see the thing I tweeted out about the guy who owned a Subway talking about how much money he actually makes? I thought it was just fantastic.
Oh, really? No, that sounds intriguing.
He bought a Subway franchise, and he was talking about the reality of that as a owner of a Subway franchise. And this, I don't think he was in California, so it didn't get it even into the $20 an hour minimum wage. But he went through the entire thing of how much money he took in per day and in a typical week, and then what his electric bill is and what it costs for the bread and the meat and the cheese and the, you know, blah, 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 the rent, just everything like that. And I think he came out, he was making, he got to keep about $1,000 a week, which maybe you think
wow.
$52,000 is a great living to get to keep. But he was working from open to close every day, 13-hour days, to make that
wow.
money. And that's how much he was keeping out of everything.
And the vast majority, well, at least a significant chunk of America would think that that guy has practically unlimited money, and the only reason he doesn't pay his employees more is because he's greedy and selfish, like right. all business people are.
Right.
It's funny, not funny, ha-ha, funny, incredibly troubling, how in a very short span of time we've gone from a country that lionized success and admired it and sought to imitate it, to an assumption that anybody who is at all successful cheated and stole their way there and they're to be punished. Whether you're a business owner or you had the gall, the temerity, the nerve to rent a property out to someone who needed a place to live, you're assumed to be a bad person. It's just, it's not healthy. The politics of envy, I think, is the phrase.
We are going to get an astronomy lesson from one of our leading congresspeople coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? It's easy to ignore our social batteries and spread ourselves thin, especially at this time of year when gatherings are picking up again after the winter. But it's important to find the right amount of socializing for you and still give yourself the time to recharge. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you are feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge. Because a full battery is the key to a full life. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mygoals.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Looking for a career? One that helps your friends, neighbors, and community? Good news. The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center is having a job fair Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center in Weaverville. It's your chance to learn about our current career opportunities, meet with representatives from multiple Redding Rancheria departments, discuss employee benefits, and even get assistance submitting applications. The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center Job Fair, Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center. Come and learn how to become part of our work family and make a difference in our community.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Also in that Univision interview, Joe Biden strongly criticizing Israel again about hitting that convoy and killing those aid workers, holding them to a standard that he hasn't held himself or Barack Obama or any other military outfit in world history. So maybe we'll talk about that more later.
But first, from the science desk, the inimitable, the amazing, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Houston, Texas, on Moon exploration, number 10, Michael.
And sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat that is almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable, and you will see you'll see in a couple of years that NASA is going back to the moon.
So where was she speaking? Have we nailed that down?
At a high school gathering of some sort, whether graduation or something like that. Yeah.
How is she not just outed as a complete lunatic, if you'll pardon the expression, since we're talking about the moon? That's where a lunatic comes from. This is the third time I've heard it, but this is the first time it struck me as she's a complete lunatic, crazy person.
There were 20 or so phrases in her statement. And about a dozen of them were idiotic, and the remaining 12 were incomprehensible. I mean, that was a tour de force of stupid.
You've heard the phrase full moon? That means, yes, everyone has.
Well, the word full moon. Sorry to parse, but you've heard the word full moon? I got one word for you, full moon.
But she actually went on to talk about the fact that you have the energy of the moon at night, which lights up the earth, its own shine. Yes. Not apparently understanding that it reflects sunlight. She then explained that the what the eclipse is you will see today the closest distance that the moon has ever been in the last 20 years, which means that's why they will shut the light down, because they will be close to the earth, which is an amazing experience. You will be able to tell, because there will be complete darkness. Again, that which was not idiotic was incomprehensible. Michael, what were you gesturing there?
Politicians have figured out that in a live speech, whether it's Joe Biden or Sheila Jackson Lee, that people will not question you, that you can just say whatever. People don't have the guts to stop the speech.
I guess the kids who were there were aghast, because they've taken basic science and they know, you know, how ridiculous it was. Now, here's the bitter punchline. Sheila Jackson Lee, for a long time, was on the House Science Committee, specifically the Space Subcommittee. Here are a couple of other gems from her career.
That NASA is going back to the moon with human beings. Anybody heard of that? Well, I know there's some humorously saying so, but we are working now in the Artemis project to take human beings, astronauts, to land on the moon. I don't think we've been on the moon in the last 50 years, so we will be landing on the moon.
You don't think we've been on the moon in the last 50 years. That seems like the sort of knowledge you should have, like, top of mind if you're on that committee.
Space subcommittee, yes. Next one, Michael.
What you will see today will be the closest distance that the moon has ever been in the last 20 years, which means that's why they will shut the light down, because they will be close to the earth. Which is an amazing experience, and what we are supposed to experience, and I'm hoping we can, complete darkness. That everything will be shut out. Now, we don't have any animals around here to be able to, maybe we'll hear some dogs barking, how they are impacted. But you will be able to tell, because there'll be complete darkness.
Wow. I hope there will be complete darkness. Again, that is knowable. That is entirely, in fact, it's known by anybody who reads the USA Today.
Yeah, if you had followed any news organization at all, they would tell you on the map on Monday where you were in the path of totality, or 30% or 50% or whatever. But she acts like she's just discovered this information, and because she is in Congress, she has a secret pipeline to some really interesting... We might, if we're lucky, we'll get complete darkness right here.
Well, okay. Right. Now we'll have no animals for reference, but we may hear dogs barking. We hope to. Then she tells him not to look up at the sun. How much time do we have? Do we have time for a sunny hosting on The View, Michael?
Yeah.
Hit it.
I have to say, Karen Dupiche, our wonderful, oh my gosh, wonderful makeup artist, when the earthquake was happening, she put her coat on and she was like, Jesus is coming.
I'm out.
I'm leaving. We've got a solar eclipse. We've got
the
earthquake.
Ran down the hallway.
The rapture is here.
The rapture's
here. And then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Although I love the first time in like 100 years.
Two different kinds of cicadas.
Are coming.
The good cicadas and the bad cicadas.
But for the first time in many, many years.
No. Every 17 years this happens.
Well, that's not what I read, but maybe, you know better.
I would say
all those things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
That's more
or something
points.
Or the earth is returning.
Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground.
No.
It can't. It happens.
And the
eclipse, they've known about the eclipse coming because eclipses happen. And they can say when these things are going to happen.
One of the hosts of The View blamed the eclipse and an earthquake on climate change.
Wow. And the voice of reason is Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar. That's rough.
You're doomed. All of them jabbering at once. How can anyone watch that?
No, climate change doesn't have anything to do with the earthquake.
Because that's underground. Oh, boy. Wow.
Armstrong and Getty. Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and a freshly cleaned home, and it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security.
The only home security system we use and recommend, because the system blankets your whole home in protection.
It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and a whole lot more.
Plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night.
It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day, so you get fast emergency response when you need it most.
Simply Safe professional monitoring agents can even help stop crime in real time.
And with no contract and a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try Simply Safe risk-free.
Simply Safe has given us and many of our listeners real peace of mind. You want to have it, too. Get 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring.
Just visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Remember, there's no safe like Simply Safe.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.